My name is Kirsty, and I am the host of the Mindset and Me podcast. Formerly, I'm an accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, and wellness expert. I'm obsessed with helping you navigate the messy middle and find clarity in every season of life. Informally, I'm a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the life lessons and learnings from the most incredible guests to help you gain clarity and get into an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast this week. It is a solo episode with just me, which I hope you will be really excited about. I said that I wanted to start to share a lot more kind of behind the scenes content with you guys, keep you updated, things that have changed in my life, things that I am doing that are helping me to thrive in the moment, to keep pushing forwards, because as we know, that is the only direction that we want to be moving in. But also we come at it from our world of a place that life is just not that linear. And if only it was. We all go through incredibly difficult times in life and difficult challenges, and it's how we face those challenges both individually and collectively. And so I wanted to put out a bit of an update episode. I shared this on my stories. I'm literally recording it like the next day. I shared this on my stories yesterday, and some of the questions are wild. So thank you for those. There are some boundaries in my life still. So love that you all want all the gossip, but that is not what we're here for. And nor do you really need to know that. Like, it's not going to feed anything for you or push you forwards. And obviously on the Mindset Me podcast, we're all about self-development, self-love, kindness, finding your own destiny, creating your life of your dreams. And so anything salacious is not going to serve us in that moment, nor going forwards. But I thought the best way to kind of break this down, and I'm actually going to kind of just answer all of your questions like within the conversation, is to sort of look at things personally, professionally, and then health and wellness. Because I think health and wellness was a really big thing for me last year, and I did share quite a lot about that. And so it'd be really good to share with you different updates of what I'm doing and what's really, really changed in my life. So to start off with, we're going to look at professional changes. And it was when I left London, I felt I had lost an awful lot of confidence. My drive was there, but I felt lost within my work. I didn't feel like I was definitely on the right path. I really love working with companies. I really love when a company comes to me and like with a plethora of problems or issues and we find a way to solve them together. Like, that is amazing. That sets my soul on fire. I love doing that with my clients. And I really wanted to lean further into that by helping people to find their zone of genius and create a life and business in alignment with that. And as simple as that sounds, actually that can be really, really complicated, because you really have to believe in yourself that you are able to achieve those things and able to do that before anything else. And so I found through focusing more on this side of my work, what I'm actually doing is helping people uncover huge blocks that have been holding them back, keeping them small, keeping them just safe. And I have played safe for ages as well. You know, I haven't felt I want to push myself. I haven't felt like I have anything to share sometimes. That why would people want to hear my opinion on something as opposed to, you know, my peers who I openly support and openly want to hear everything they do. But for me, for some reason, I seem to think people wouldn't want to, which is so silly. And it's really in those moments of thinking about that and wanting to create that for other people that I really thought, hang on, this is where my zone of genius is. I can talk to anybody in any conversation, and this sounds really cocky and I don't care, I'm going to completely own it. And I can find your niche and what you should be focusing on and help you develop a plan around it. And that's exactly what I'm doing now with clients, and it is so powerful. It's incredible. I speak to people who've been playing it safe for a long, long time, and I understand it because I've been there. But the reality of it is you're just doing yourself a disservice by playing small. You know, like, done is better than perfect, and going out there and putting content and strategy and new programs out there into the world is the best way to do it. Because at the end of the day, if you're like me, if you're a coach, you have everyone's best interest at heart and you're trying to help people to lead a better life. Like, what a fantastic job and what an incredible responsibility. So why not showcase that and talk about it? It's not like I'm running some like pyramid scheme or like trying to scam people out of, you know, all of their money, invest in me and I'll do this for you. Give me all your money and I'll put it into some sort of like crypto weird model. You're actually helping people to uncover their full potential and empower them in a way that they can develop and create the life that they want and they deserve. And so it needs to be talked about. And so professionally this year, I changed everything really to move away from focusing purely around clarity and message to helping people create more strategy. I have a background of working in media for years before I did this job, and it really encompasses a lot that I was taught then and a lot that I developed through that that part of my life, which is still such an incredible part of my life. I look back on it and I just think that what a cool job to have in your 20s in London. You know, I was just out for drinks at premieres, going to fashion shows, the best restaurants. Like, it was just such a cool job. And I worked with incredible, like, trailblazing people. And so I learned so much. And so everything I've kind of learned from both jobs, I now package up and I deliver it in a slightly different way. Similarly, my work with corporates is incredible and really focusing on bringing together different schools of thoughts within companies is something I'm really passionate about. And it makes such a difference in the world. You know, I wish that when I was working in a company, these things were more readily available, but they just were not. And so essentially, this is a really good opportunity to be able to lean into that more and to create a legacy for yourself. And the way to do that, you know, I get emailed by people now, literally. I mean, I started delivering one of these courses in the pandemic, so we're looking 4 years on. I still get emailed by people saying that I've implemented this. This is still working for me. You know, I create these huge workbooks that are left behind for people. And so, you know, if you do work in a company or you work for yourself, like, think about the ways that you are actually being encouraged and the ways that you are developing. And actually, is that in alignment with your goals and how you're trying to get there and in the time that you're trying to get there? Because it's really, really important to think about that. I similarly started saying yes to so many more things. So there's context to this, as I'll talk about in the personal side, but I started to say yes to any conversation, connecting with way more people on Instagram, having conversations, getting really visible on LinkedIn, talking to people that I hadn't met, making connections, wanting to do more face to face to ensure that I was basically building up my, not only my network, but my level of integrity and cementing myself as an expert by saying yes to more things. Not only are you kind of practicing what you preach by doing that, but it creates opportunity. Whether it's not imminent, it will be down the line. You'll be front of mind and people will think about you. Similarly, I released Top Tier Coaching, which is actually probably the first and last time I'll ever call it that because it is such a different model, but it really incorporates a mixed model where I have an in-person meeting once a month. There's analysis, there's reports, we can track ROI, we can see how you're developing. We really audit, as you guys know, if any of you have done my old course, The Clear Way, which I'm going to be closing down soon. I'm going to announce when and do a huge sale on that, and that will be closing down, which is kind of exciting, kind of not. I don't know, I'm like working on something new, completely different. It's really exciting. I don't want to talk about it yet because I hate when people say, I'm working on something, but I can't talk about it. But until it's done, I don't really want to share it yet. So I will be closing that down. So if anybody is needing to have something that is very detailed guidance on how to find your path in life, get ready, because the podcast and the email subscribers are going to hear all about this discount. And I'll probably just share it there, really, because you guys are the community that I love. So thinking about that and really focusing on saying yes and the longevity that these things can create has made such a difference to me. I think that I was very much stuck in a place of trying to find comfort in discomfort, and I became like just such a shell of myself before. I guess this is kind of leaning into the personal side. So I decided to leave London last September, and I decided to go back to Yorkshire. I was really excited to leave. I just needed to get away from everything. I kind of was done with London actually for like the last few years that I'd been living there. I mean, I'd lived there 17 years, which is quite a long time. And, you know, I'm not from London. I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I love the friends that I've made, the jobs, the experiences. Like, I feel like I have met some of the coolest people. You know, I've done incredible things. I've really lived that experience, and that's why I feel like I was like absolutely fine and like did not miss it at all when I left, because I feel like I'd done everything. And I was actually getting quite tired of the city. Like, I was getting so fed up of everything taking an hour to get everywhere. You know, it's just difficult, like having like even like food shopping, it's just difficult. Like, everything is difficult, and I think after a while you just think, I cannot be bothered with this life anymore. And so I decided to leave London. I also, you guys will well know this now, but left my relationship, which was not serving me, which I'm not really going to go into any of the details there, because it's not, there's just no need to do that. But I knew it was the right decision, and it was a really brave and bold decision, and it was not an easy one to make. It was, you know, I had a few people speak to me about, you know, you're in your late 30s, should you really be leaving, blah, 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 obviously with knowing no context. And actually, you have to really ask yourself a question if you're living in line with your morals, your core values, if you're creating your happiness in your life, and if you see yourself in this life 10 years from now, and if not, why are you in it today? And finding that bravery, and whether this is leaving, this can be relate to anything, it doesn't have to be to that, but finding the bravery to actually live in line with the life that you want and you deserve is something that is just incredible. And as soon as I left, I just my world opened up. I cannot explain to you. I had people saying, oh, you've decided to leave London, you're going to have no opportunities for work anymore. Let me tell you, the minute I left London, more opportunities landed on my desk than ever, than in the last probably like 2 or 3 years. I was going to different events in different cities. I've basically toured the north, connecting with clients who are all living outside of London, exploring, you know, really making the most of living in this new area. Because actually, I did leave my hometown when I was 18, and I've never been back. So I haven't really lived there properly, like as an adult. And even driving around was so funny. I was thinking, because I'd never really driven around there. And like, I had to get used to like learning how to drive, like drive in that area and like where everywhere was, because, you know, when I'd gone back and visited, I didn't have a car. So my mum would like drive me places, or my dad, or whatever. It was just, and so it was these small, weird things. But every day felt like a sense of, I was releasing my old self and the situations that had arose that had made me feel the way I was feeling. So you guys will know that last summer I was really, really suffering with B12 issues. So I don't know if I ever shared the number actually, but my B12 was at like 80, and it should be minimum 500. And they were like, we don't actually know how you're even getting up and getting on with your day. I had chronic fatigue, chronic headaches, dizziness, blurred vision. I had pain down one of my arms. And the minute I went to Yorkshire, it all left. And I'm not just saying this, like initially I was really worried. I was still having like my B12 injections every week and just panicking. I'd found someone in Yorkshire who did it. She was great. And so I'd go to her like every week, and I was getting really worried. And I thought, you know what? I'm just actually going to go and have my bloods drawn again and see what's going on. And they were like, your B12 is sky high. Like, you, what have you been doing? I said, I've been having these injections. I said, okay, go to one a month and let's see what happens. I went to one a month, went back 3 months later, still sky high. And from that moment, they said to me, what has changed in your life? And I said, oh, well, I moved out of the city. I guess that my pace of life is a bit slower. I'm not really dealing with so much stress in my life. I feel like I've just kind of got control of like what I'm doing in the day. I've got control of my mood, how I'm feeling as my work's changed, which is obviously just me living more in line with what I want to be doing. And they were like, whatever you're doing, keep doing that and keep doing more of it. And I can safely say, like, since, I don't know, very maybe early this year, I've not had a B12 injection. My B12 is fantastic. My energy levels are, I'm quite tired today actually though, but that's fine. My energy levels are sky high. I feel great. I also was holding on to so much cortisol. So I had that awful kind of edgy, like on edge, like tiredness, but awake, like really struggling to relax at night, wide awake from 11 p.m., cortisol sky high, you know, and I had, was holding like weight in like areas. So my lower belly, you know, my arms, maybe my hips, my face was puffy all the time. When I tell you that has all gone, and that's not from me doing any weird diets because I love food. If anyone who knows me, I literally think about my next meal constantly. It's nothing to do with that. It's to do with relieving stress and changing my environment. And it's really interesting to think about how much these things can take a toll on you without you realizing, because the thing is, when you've got that high cortisol, you know, your sleep's affected, your brain isn't functioning in the way that it should be. So you're waking up the next day already on the back foot, and then you're trying to move your life forwards. It's just an impossible task. I would find myself like trying to nap every day and it being hard. I will note as well, I did get a puppy in this time, Nala, who is my entire world and is just amazing. But the puppy phase is unreal and no one warns you. It's like, I mean, I don't have children, but it's like having a newborn. And so, you know, as well as me feeling not great, during that time I'd also got a puppy, so I think I was just actually exhausted. And so when I'd put her down in her crate, I'd try and have a nap, but I tried to have a nap, but because my cortisol was so high, there was no way. My body was physically exhausted, my mind was racing, and I mean racing, like 24/7. I would meditate. The only time that my mind would slow down was for my minutes of meditation. That was it. Whereas now I wake up in the morning, my mind is clear, it's focused. I know what I have to do for my day. I know what I'm doing to push forward. You know, how am I moving forward with work? I focus on having like personal development, professional development, health and wellness development, and then I guess like life admin that you need to do in the day. Those are kind of four elements that I focus on that make such a difference. And every day, as long as I'm moving forward, and let's be realistic, like when you're self-employed, not every day is a great day. You know, some days you don't get barely anything done because things happen, and you know, you can berate yourself, or maybe you wake up and you're not feeling too great. Like I was quite poorly last week, which really I got annoyed about. And actually there's nothing we can do. And when I say quite poorly, I mean physically throwing up poorly, it was bad. And so I couldn't really eat for 2 days, you know. And so in those moments, we have to show ourselves like much of our kindness and compassion, which is really, really difficult. But it's focusing on like a different level of drive, which I really want to talk about. And for me now, I'm very purpose driven, but I'm very purposeful. So I don't sit at my desk 9 to 5 all day. Why would I do that? I have to be creative. Like when I was thinking about what to put in this podcast, I'm answering quite a lot of your questions as we go through. But I mean, this was like on a dog walk, writing notes in my phone. This is not like sat at my desk. I cannot work in that way. And it doesn't serve me. For someone who holds space, when I'm working with a client, I can't turn up exhausted. And I've been sat at my desk for 7 hours. You know, it's like I do like 2 hour blocks and then I'll have a break and another 2 hour block. And I'll go for a dog walk. It's all of these things that make a difference. And so focusing on what your level of drive is and how that works for you. And I know if you work for somebody else, it can be slightly more difficult. But actually, like, I remember working for somebody and my day was kind of set up like that as well. You know, within the morning, I would actually normally get in there quite early before people got in, because I wanted to catch up on the day before my day started, and then start my day, you know, probably work for like an hour and a half, have a little break, cup of tea, maybe go for like a quick 10 minute walk, and the same thing, have lunch, make sure you get out for lunch. You know, you can try to take control of those things as well. And focusing on that as much as you want to, which will make such a difference. But for me, you know, my purpose is really, really just ingrained within me, and is to create this life for people that they can live in a fulfilled way. You know, it all comes down to the 3% processes: self-belief, strategy, and success. And that is what I'm doing every day for different people. And that is what I'm focusing on. And the level of like job satisfaction is unreal. Like, I feel so happy helping people do this, working with different companies. It just feels so good helping individuals. You know, I'm even doing some like a bit of mentoring stuff and helping people actually like create the graphics and work with them, or to like help with copywriting and all these different things. And it's really varied and it's really satisfying. And I think I often question to myself, like, would you have been doing this if you'd have stayed in London? And it's a really interesting thing to think about, because I don't know, because I was so stuck where I was. I was developing, you know, huge analysis paralysis. I was becoming quite reclusive. I didn't want to leave the house. I just wanted to be with my dog. Like, there was nothing else I wanted to be doing, because I felt so down in confidence and like who I was, and felt a bit lost. Gosh, this makes me emotional to think about, because I don't even recognize that person now. Like, I am a completely different person. Or actually, I'm just who I was before. but with a slightly more, few more lessons and learnings under my belt, I guess. But it's a really, really beautiful place when you decide to step into bravery and leave fear behind. And I know it's really scary to change things in your life. I've been there. I know how scary it is, trust me. But the thing is, you have to ask yourself how much it's costing you to stay where you are and to not change the things that are causing you pain and stress and discomfort. If there were physical signs coming up for you, like lack of sleep, or, you know, you're holding on to weight, even though like I was training like every day and eating barely anything and holding on to all this weight. And by the way, I do realize that's all relative. So like for me, people might think that that's ridiculous to say that, but I just noticed it on my body. You really need to start asking yourself questions about what is going on in your life and how you can change that. Because without that, nothing will change for you. You won't develop and you won't push forward, and you are just doing yourself a disservice. So in light of that, some wellness updates that I've implemented, because all the girlies want to be knowing about wellness apparently, is I'm still meditating, obviously, of course, goes without saying. But I'm doing lots of moving meditations on my dog walk as well, which I'm really enjoying at the moment. I am re-listening to a book that I have listened to many, many, many times. And it's one that actually is a really good kind of like reset. It's obviously Louise Hay, and it says You Can Heal Your Life. And if you haven't listened to it, I think that it's a really clever way to listen to a book, because she has an active affirmation at the end of every chapter. It really talks to you and speaks to you about things that are coming up for you in your body, in your mind, in your soul, why they might be happening. And very much like focusing on everything holistically, which is really, really good for me. Again, I am a lover of Atomic Habits by James Clear. So I've reread that book probably twice this year already. I'm still practicing Stoicism. So The Daily Stoic, Ryan Holiday. Obviously, you only have to read one page a day, and it's incredible. And just like incredible passages from the ancient philosophers who are just, you know, I mean, the wisdom is wild. I'll put a link to my Amazon store below, and actually they're all in there. And obviously I think it's Prime Day coming up soon, so you might even be able to get like a good deal on one of them or something, which should be quite cool. So I'll put all of those in there, which really helped me. But You Can Heal Your Life is actually an unbelievable book. And I think that I listened to that when I was just leaving London and pretty overwhelmed, I won't lie, because I had no plan whatsoever. And I listened to that and I kind of fell into not a state of peace, but a state of calm and thinking, okay, well, this is the situation right now. And the situation will change in either one or two ways. Either I'm going to deal with the situation and develop in the way that I know that I should, or it won't. Well, that's not really an option, is it? So the only option that I have is for it to do this. And so that's what I kept focusing on. And I kept pushing forward and making micro adjustments every day, which really, really helped. I've also been looking at stuff to help me with my energy, and I'm eating so much protein. When I tell you that this is really boring because everyone's talking about meat now, aren't they? And everyone's back on the meat train. Everybody went vegan and plant-based and realized that for most people, you have zero energy. But I am eating a lot of meat now. And actually what I'm finding is the more meat I'm eating, the more energy I've got. And I'm not really eating a lot of carbs. I do eat some, like obviously, it's not like I'm carb free at all. Goodness, no way. But I just find that like my energy levels are amazing and they're consistent. I'm also cutting down on coffee. You guys, the OGs will know that I had to stop drinking coffee because it was sending me wild. And it's not doing that now because obviously I'm in a much calmer space, but I just don't think it's great for you. So I maybe have one every couple of days. Trying to drink matcha, trying to just drink loads more herbal teas, which is really helping. And then finally, the biggest thing that I'm doing for my health and wellness is I'm moving my body every day. Kind of goes without saying. Again, this stuff's really boring, so I'm trying to like tell you the different things. I'm making sure that all my lists and to-do lists are prepared the night before. Now, I don't know if you'll think that that is health and wellness, but for me, it definitely is because I don't wake up in the night thinking about things. I walk into the space where I'm working the next morning and there's like a little whiteboard at the minute and on there is like what I have to do today. And I just sit down and do that and it's time blocked. So for example, I knew I had to record this podcast in the morning. I had to get a presentation written before this, then do the podcast. That's like going to be a good 2.5 hour block and then I'll have a break. And like that's how I'm setting up my day because otherwise my level of productivity will drop. I won't be getting things out on time. And obviously all of my content and my personal stuff, that actually like takes the back seat, which is not obviously great. And I need to definitely change that. And that's something I'm ever working on. But my clients come first. Like that's always going to be the way. And so trying to manage things and getting these things done first thing in the morning enables me to have more free time to basically allow creativity to flow in when I go back out with the dog, allow space for my clients and allow me not to feel overwhelmed and I'm getting to the end of the day and thinking, crap, because it has been known, guys, that I've recorded a podcast for you at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night that's gone up Wednesday morning, which is just not ideal. So yeah, thinking about ticking things off and clearing the mind and clarity is helping me. And most of all, and very, very importantly, is you have to be so careful who you surround yourself with and who you let into your inner circle. And I will just say this time and time again, you are the product of the five closest people to you. I'm not going to go into more details than that, but like, please, please be careful because these people can either make or break you. And you need to be really, really selective with that. That's why I would say as well, like working with a coach or, you know, therapist or whoever it is, they become in your inner circle. And having someone like that, a champion for you and your development and your brand and your progress and everything will just change the game for you. I've recently invested with a new mentor and honestly, like it just is changing the game for me. Like my perception on how I think about things is just incredible. So I want to leave you with that this week, today. I just want to keep this hyper focused, you know, these are the updates. Things are great. I definitely made the right decision to leave my life in London. And even though it was the scariest thing I've ever done, just if you can learn anything from me, is please listen to what your mind is telling you, listen to your intuition because it knows best, and then you will get on the right path. All right. I hope this is helpful and answered all your questions. Not all of them. You're all very nosy. And I will see you again next week.